can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, let's do a podcast for your listening pleasure. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. This is a very strange thing that I actually wrote a note, and I'm going to just read to you what I wrote.
Anal warts.
No, that would be
very strange.
That would be weird, and I hope never to get anal warts.
Ugh, that sounds
or
terrible.
Any kind of warts. I used to, when I was a little kid, I would sometimes get warts on my fingers.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a frog?
I did not have a frog. I think that's a myth.
Yeah.
I don't know what causes warts, but I used to have to put Compound W, it was called. Mm. And I think it just burned the wart off. Ooh,
that sounds awful.
Which sounds very awful for a kid. I don't know how one gets warts, Jerry. But I wrote down on a post-y note, this is how important this is. I needed to discuss with you, Jerry. It says, losing interest in coffee.
Oh, are you really?
I feel like I'm kind of losing interest in coffee.
That's all right.
But
you don't need to drink it.
It seems odd because
no, it doesn't. Why is it odd?
You're
bored of it.
Yeah, I'm like losing interest in it. Like the last couple days, first of all, I used to have I have a coffee on the ride in,
mm-hmm.
and then I used to get a coffee at around 6:30 and a coffee at 8:30.
Yeah,
I've eliminated the work coffees for a couple months now. I get the but I have my coffee on the ride in,
mm-hmm.
and like the last 2 days, I was like, I don't know. I'm not sure I even like this anymore.
Then don't do it. How about tea?
I don't think I
can
do
tea. Not a
tea
person.
No.
Okay.
I was thinking of switching to matcha.
What the hell is that? I've heard of it. What is it?
Yeah, it's some sort of green, they call it matcha tea, I think.
Yeah.
But it's not like in a tea bag. It's a very finely ground thing that just mixes in with hot water.
Have you ever tasted it?
No.
Well, we'll give it a try.
Yeah,
For a while, and I did do it for about a month straight.
Yeah,
I was doing the. I substituted one of. I have two cups a day usually. Drive in, and then I have one about 8 a.m. That's it. I don't have anything the rest of the day. For a while, I was substituting the 8 a.m. coffee with the Athletic Greens.
Hmm.
I don't know why I stopped. I think because I went away on vacation and I got out of the routine.
But yeah,
that was pretty good. I thought.
Yeah. When here in the morning. I have hot water with honey.
Yes, I've noticed.
I have that throughout the show because I've noticed it helps my acid reflux.
Oh, that's good.
Which is good. But it also, I originally started it when I would have in like a sore throat or something.
Yeah.
But I just kind of kept that up. But I don't know. Like, I've been drinking coffee since I was 27. I got a later start, I think, than most.
Coffee's going to lose its 28-year drinker.
Yeah, it's on an incredible run right now.
I'd say so.
But
it's enough.
There are times, though, like on the weekends where I get up on the weekends, I'm like, oh,
so why don't you make it a weekend thing?
Just a weekend coffee thing and in the morning? Yeah. I wonder, though, am I dependent on the caffeine now in the morning?
You'll find out. Don't have it tomorrow morning and see where you're at when you get here.
Yeah.
And if you're jonesing for it, then you know it's an issue.
Or, because this is the other thing, sometimes on the weekends I wake up with a headache and I feel like it's because I normally have a coffee at like 3 a.m. And if
you have coffee at 3 o'clock on the weekend?
No, I'm saying during the week. So on the weekends, is my body craving the caffeine?
Maybe. See, I don't have that issue.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I do either. So I don't. I mean, I don't know if that's what's giving me the headache.
I would think not. Like, I mean, I have coffee Monday through Friday routinely at 3 o'clock in the morning when I get in the car.
Yeah.
On the weekends, I actually sometimes I'll be up. I won't even make a cup of coffee till 9 and I'm up at 6.
Mm.
You know, sometimes I make it right at 6. Sometimes I don't make it at all until later in the morning. It's weird. I don't get the headaches. I know Eddie does. I don't get that. I don't have that issue.
Well, Eddie consumes many cups of coffee.
I know.
At one point. And I don't know if this is still the case, if it's more or less or the same. At one point, I thought he told me he has 12 cups a day.
I think that is accurate.
Yeah. We also say, like, oh, I only have one cup of coffee when that cup is 16 ounces.
Which is really like four, right? Or is a cup six?
A cup of coffee, I think, is considered 6 ounces.
Okay. Right. So then I'm probably having 5 cups a day then.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
We're so used to pouring a big, large cup of coffee.
Yeah. That is very true.
So I don't know. I might look into this matcha thing because that does have caffeine in it.
And it's right up your alley to take another step into weirdness.
Right. Can I get you guys a coffee? No, but do you have a matcha?
Like, remind me to say no next time you invite us over again because it's gotten worse.
Do you have a green matcha? I also think matcha is one of those things that there is real matcha, and then there's like these matchas that are like filled
imposter
with,
matcha.
Yeah, like filled with sugars and things. Yeah. I want the real
matcha.
It's
like everything that we consume over here. Everything looks good. Then you read the ingredients.
Yeah.
It's not exactly what it claims to be.
Right. It's the good thing with sugar.
Yeah, laced with a lot of crap.
Yeah.
I know.
Right, even something like shredded wheat, but we also put powdered sugar on it.
Yeah. It's Raisin Bran, if you think is good for you. It's not.
You're right. It's Raisin Bran, but the bran and the raisin are going to be coated in sugar.
I also never knew that there was so much sugar in milk. I had no idea. Yes.
Yeah, but I think that's one of those naturally occurring sugars. Like,
is that
true? They're not adding sugar to the milk.
I have no idea.
Yeah, they're not adding the sugar to the
milk. Low fat? Because isn't there a whole bunch of processing that goes on? I'm talking about
Low fat milk. Yeah. That I don't know about.
Because my whole life we've never had regular milk.
Yeah,
we've never had whole milk. It's always been low fat. So I don't know. I haven't had milk now since June.
Really? One day you said, you wrote yourself a note that said losing interest in milk.
When I started eating differently, I used to drink milk almost every day with cereal. And then if I would have on the weekend a donut or whatever, I would have milk with that. I would have milk with pizza. Well, I haven't had the candy or the cake, not candy. I haven't had the candy or the cookies or any of that stuff. I haven't had cereal since that day. And when I make oatmeal, I make it with hot water. I don't make it with milk. And even the pizza, I've only had twice since then, maybe three times, and I've had water with it. So, no, I haven't. It's funny because it was two or three weeks ago. Kim's like, why do we keep throwing the milk out? I'm like, not for nothing. Is it because I'm not drinking it anymore? And she's like, you know what? Yeah, that's it.
You got to go to a smaller milk than the gallon.
She went to the half gallon now, and they're barely finishing that.
Hmm. You ever look at the various types of milks, like when you go to, like, if your wife said, "Oh, go grab some milk."
All the different brands.
Not only different brands, it's like there's a regular milk, right?
Whole milk.
Whole milk. There's 2%.
Mm-hmm.
1%.
Right. Skim.
Skim.
Non-fat.
Non-fat. Yeah.
Oat milk.
Almond milk. Then there's in your milks itself. There's organic milk, of course.
Right.
There is grass-fed organic milk.
Is there really? Yeah. That I've never seen.
There is A2 milk. Are you familiar with
A2? No.
A2 milk is they take out one of the proteins or something that it makes milk hard to digest for people. So then there's lactate.
Oh, that's right. There's that,
which has got some sort of lactose taken out of the milk.
Yeah. And then don't forget they got chocolate milk in all those varieties.
Yes. Right. We're doing a whole lot of work on the milks.
Yes, we are.
Same could be said of yogurts. I guess any of the dairies.
Probably.
Like, we just have a million different. Like, I go to get yogurt sometimes.
Let me guess.
Greek.
Plain Greek.
Yes.
Blah, bland yogurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greek. Plain yogurt.
Yep.
But you've got to, like, look. Is this regular yogurt?
Yeah.
That's not Greek yogurt? Because that's very drippy yogurt. Do you want... Oh, this one's vanilla flavored.
I eat the same. That's probably the one thing that I have not given up, that I do like, is the Chobani, the Greek fruit on the bottom. I love that. And you know what? If that tiny little container is going to keep me off, then I don't. It is what it is. That I do enjoy. I have that every day. I feel like that's good for gut health, as they say.
Yeah.
I keep that up. And cottage cheese I like.
Cottage cheese is something I don't like to eat, but I hear positive things.
Love cottage cheese.
What does it most remind you of, cottage cheese?
Throw up, to be honest.
But you wouldn't want to eat throw up.
No, but the curds, and it's gross.
Is it like a rice pudding?
Depends. You can get thinner and thicker cottage cheese. Depends on the milk fat.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Depends on what you get.
But what does it taste like? Does it, like, give me...
I think it's great. I don't know.
Does it taste like yogurt?
No. It does not taste like yogurt.
Does it taste like cheese? Would I be like, ooh, this is a cheese?
Yeah, I would. You know what? Maybe it's some sort of a cross between Greek yogurt and cheese.
I don't know how to describe it.
I think I love it.
I don't know why I can't just try it, but the thought
You've
of it.
You've never tried it?
No, the thought of it skeeves me out.
Why?
And yet, I love yogurt.
Why would it skeeve you out?
I don't know.
Looking at it. I mean, my wife will not go near cottage cheese. She tastes the most grossest thing on the planet.
I don't know why.
And yet, I would describe it as puke. But I do,
but
I like
do
it
enjoy
though.
It.
Yeah, I like it a lot actually. And Breakstone. I think that's the brand.
Breakstone?
Like. Yeah. That's one of the brands that we get.
And you say this Chobani yogurt you're eating with fruit on the bottom.
Yeah.
Does it, is it a flavored yogurt as well? Or is
no,
it plain yogurt with
plain
fruit
yogurt
on the bottom?
With fruit on the bottom. It's not like a vanilla yogurt.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Plain, it's plain Greek yogurt with fruit on the bottom.
Greek yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Chobani Greek.
Mm-hmm.
The Greek yogurt has more protein than regular yogurt.
Yes.
That's why people choose the Greek yogurt.
Yeah, as opposed to American yogurt, which is terrible.
Yeah.
All true.
I don't know what they do to the yogurt to make it Greek. I believe it's just a straining method, and they strain the yogurt and then take the unstrained part and add that to the other yogurts. It's a whole lot going on. I just like to know when they all, like when we as a people, caveman era, somewhere between caveman era and where we are today, where we thought, let's make yogurt. Let's make cottage cheese.
I see what Al's got on his planner for this afternoon. The origins of yogurt. Oh, my God. And it still will only be 2 o'clock. He's still trying to figure out what to do with the rest of his day.
All right, now I'm researching the how yogurt started and cottage cheese and if they're related. Please give me some time.
3 o'clock. The differences between white, brown, and fried rice.
I'll have a full report tomorrow, Jerry. These are the things I have to do prior to the Mets starting at 5:08.
Holy God.
I'm like, hmm. But like at some point we as a people figured out certain things were edible and to eat and other things were not.
Well, certain people realized certain things that you eat off a tree would kill you.
Right.
I mean, yes. Same thing with we've talked about heart surgery, cutting someone open with a blade. We learned that you weren't going to kill the person. How?
Yeah.
I don't know, but trial and error.
My guess that was like, we've got nothing to lose. You're going to die. Let me cut your heart open and give it a shot.
How would you have known back in the day it was heart trouble?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know? Like, how would you have known even what it looks like, what the valves are? I mean, think about the, again, I hate to use the phrase, but the trial and error of learning that.
Yeah.
Had to, unless they did it on animals and assume that the animals were made up similar to humans. I don't know how we've ever figured out half this stuff.
Like, do you think there were sushi restaurants in America in 1981?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do. I don't know that, but I would think. I mean, we had, in 1981, we had Chinese restaurants all over the place.
We did have Chinese restaurants, but
sushi restaurants? I don't know.
Was there a place you could go get raw fish?
I don't
remember that at all.
I'm too young to know.
Jerry, I'm
And
gonna,
also, we didn't eat that stuff.
I'd have to make a list of things to look up
You've
later.
You've got a very busy afternoon ahead on Wednesday.
Right in the smack in the middle of the week, Jerry, when I'm supposed to be busy, I'm going to have to be looking up.
My gosh.
When was sushi restaurants started? Because that felt like, I will say, the first I even became aware of a sushi restaurant was 1997. A girl I was asking out on a date, she wanted to meet for sushi.
Mm.
I was like, meet for sushi? The hell is that? This was in Tampa.
Mm.
And I, of course, got the teriyaki chicken because that was an option in the sushi restaurant. But so I know they existed in 1997.
I'm sure they existed before then. When? I don't know.
You think in 1981 in New Jersey, I could have gone to a sushi restaurant?
Well, I know in Middletown, which was a few towns over from where I grew up, there was a Japanese restaurant when I was a kid. Now, was there sushi in there? I don't know. Would you classify it as a, we never ate that.
I think
know.
A Japanese restaurant, not a Chinese restaurant. I think Japanese would have sushi.
I think so too. And I know that was a very popular restaurant. And again, I was a kid, so you're talking early 80s.
Yeah.
We never went. We barely did Chinese takeout. It was mostly Italian food. I mean, that's all we ate was Italian food and American food.
Yeah.
You know, burgers and fries and all that stuff.
When you were a kid, going to a fast food place with the family, was that a big deal?
No. No, I wouldn't say so.
No, that was a usual thing, or like it was a treat, or is that just was something like you guys might
a mix
do?
Of both, because we had right down the street from where our Little League complex was, where we spent a lot of time, was a Roy Rogers, which we went to a lot. And to a point where, because my dad coached me and my brother, so there were a lot of times they would schedule it where my brother would play after me or before me, and if he was after me, I would go with, we would walk literally right up the block, and I would walk to Roy Rogers a lot.
Oh, man.
So, no, going, you know, when we went to fast food places together was the two or three holiday trips to the mall.
Mm.
We would always meet up at a specific fast food restaurant in the food court at the mall. Other than that, I don't really remember. It was really, we went to pizza places more than fast food.
And then what about it? Would you ever step it up? Like we used to go, we would go out.
Red Lobster.
Yeah, like a Red Lobster type. Olive Garden.
I would say, no, we would not go to Olive Garden. My mom would.
All right, you were real Italian. To me,
I'm not like that, but I understand why, you know, especially Italian moms that cooked would not step foot in Olive Garden.
Yeah.
No, we would steakhouses. For sure, and Italian restaurants that weren't chains.
So the steakhouses, do you mean like low level? Like we used to love to go to Ponderosa, which was like a...
Okay. No, I mean like...
Sizzler.
No, we didn't go to
Sizzler.
We didn't go to Sizzler. There was a place, again, Middletown. I can't think of that. Was it?
That Middletown sounds like it was the restaurant capital of the world. They were killing it.
I can't think of the name of it anymore. It's long gone. That was the steakhouse of choice. It was on Route 35 in Middletown.
It was a chain, the steakhouse?
I don't remember if it was a chain or not. Oh, man.
The Sizzler.
I'm actually going to put in Steakhouse, Middletown, New Jersey, 1980s, Route 35.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Let's
That's
see
gonna
if it comes up.
The Ponderosa.
All right, here we go. 10 forgotten restaurants in New Jersey. Steak and Ale. It comes right up.
Oh, Steak and Ale. Steak yes. and Ale. That was a fancy place for us. Like
okay.
If we were going to go to Steak and Ale, that meant it was somebody's birthday.
Okay. We went to Steak and Ale a lot.
That
Not
was
a lot,
a good
but
one.
Enough.
Steak and Ale. There
yes.
was one in Clark, New Jersey that we would go to.
Okay.
Living in Colonia.
Clark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see. I'm looking at some of these now. They're these top, and none of them, they're not near me, so I don't really know any
you
of them.
You don't remember them?
No. Steak and Ale comes right up, and the sign, my gosh.
It's yeah.
Oh, here's another one. Now, this was an interesting one because this is somewhere that Kim and I used to go to a lot. When she was working in New Brunswick when we first got married, only because it was right downstairs from her office building, and I was working overnights or was a loser unemployed husband for a time being. On Thursdays, I would meet her at Fuddruckers for lunch.
Oh, Fuddruckers,
which
yeah.
was great.
That had a Fixin's bar as well, right? Like
I don't
a Roy
remember.
Rogers?
It might have. I don't remember. I just remember it was quick. When you ordered your food, they got it to you fast. And it was right down, again, downstairs from her building.
And was that on Route 1?
That was,
Route
yeah, 18, in New Brunswick.
In New Brunswick, yeah. That's the one we would go to.
Yep.
We'd
I'm
go
like,
to that Fuddruckers.
I don't think they're still open. I'm pretty sure they closed.
Yeah, they're closed.
But those are the two. When I look at the Asbury Park Press here article about these restaurants that are forgotten about.
Yeah.
Do you remember Sizzler, obviously? Do you remember Circus Drive-In and Wall? I don't know that
yeah.
one. Yeah?
I mean, only because they legitimately, within the last 2 years... finally removed the big clown sign.
Oh, okay.
It had been vacant.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But yeah, that was
the other
a
one, Old Time Tavern in Tom's River. I don't know Tom's
yeah,
River at
me
all.
Yeah, neither.
So, very interesting.
Steak and Ale.
Steak and Ale.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we went to like a Steak and Ale or a Sizzler or a Ponderosa, if we were going to step our game up from like a, instead of going to Roy Rogers or McDonald's or Burger King, it had to be someone's birthday and or some sort of coupon.
Okay.
That you were getting some sort of
yeah
meal, you know, buy two, get a meal or something like that.
Mm, understood.
Man, that was good stuff.
It was a long time ago, man.
Yeah.
My kids don't realize how easy they have it with the amount.
Yeah.
Because we go out not every weekend, not, you know, that routine, but once a week for sure we go out just to get out of the house.
What was your go-to order as a kid if you got Chinese food?
General Tso's chicken.
Oh, that's a good one.
And always had to have an egg roll.
Egg roll, yeah.
Love the egg roll.
I feel like we used to just get egg rolls. Like it came with the, when you would order.
It might have,
meal,
I don't.
You would
I don't
get
know.
An egg roll.
Maybe, I don't know.
And we would always get fried rice.
Yes. Fried
Pork
rice.
Fried rice.
Yeah. And I always liked the, because it had the egg in it.
Yeah.
I like that. Believe it or not, I used to eat the white rice.
Yeah.
I used to eat the white rice with soy sauce.
Yeah, very good.
It was good.
I used to get the spare ribs, the Chinese spare ribs. They were like candy.
My brother got those.
It was just candy coating on that. It had come in that bag where they had like tin foil on the inside. It was
my brother's go-to were the ribs. The last time I got Chinese food, and this was just circumstance, I don't think I've had it since. I vomited all night 7 or 8 times, and it was food poisoning.
Really?
Something was in it. And Kim and I were in our house in Brick. So we were married a few years at that point, and it was right before Matthew was born. She was pregnant. And I have never thrown up like that.
You must recall what you ordered.
I had General Tso's chicken. I know exactly what I ordered.
Yeah, I feel like you could hide bad chicken in General Tso's chicken because it's so super coated and fried.
Maybe. All I know is it did a number on me.
Oh, man, Jerry.
That was rough. And I haven't had it. I
threw you off.
Yeah, like Dearborn Farms Market in Homedale, they have their own versions of Chinese food. I've eaten that. And then it's good. Their sesame chicken, their General Tso's chicken. It's good. So I do like it. So it's not like I haven't eaten that type of food, but I have not gotten Chinese takeout since that.
See that?
Yeah.
That stuck with you.
Yeah.
Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We come back here tomorrow on a Thursday. Hopefully the Mets are heading to the NLCS.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome. Sue! So-